The Council of School Superintendents Chuck Diedrich says ending the state and local tax deduction on federal income tax forms could lead to less money for schools.
There's a lot of concern that schools in the long run are going to be hurt incredibly.
The school superintendents say in a relatively high tax state like New York, the highest income taxpayers would be forced to pay thousands of dollars more per year in taxes if they're no longer able to deduct state and local income taxes. Their fear is that it could be the tipping point for relatively mobile, wealthier people to move their primary residence elsewhere, leaving the state with less revenue to fund schools. Mary Beth Fiore is superintendent of the Elmira Heights School District in the Southern Tier. She predicts every family in New York will be affected.
The personal income tax in New York State is the state's largest source of revenue, and school aid is the largest general fund expenditure. Taking measures that diminish the resources available for state aid will impact every community and every household by increasing fiscal stress at the local level.
Patricia Sullivan Chris, superintendent of schools in West Hempstead on Long Island, says the loss of the deductions could also affect school budget votes. Imagine, she says, taxpayers who find out in March or April that they can no longer deduct their state and local taxes and have to pay a higher tax bill. Then in May, they are offered the chance to vote on school district budgets.
We need to balance the fact that we may have angry citizens, rightfully so, along with increases, as we've been told, in TRS and health insurance, and then we're going to have voters come to the polls. They may indeed not support us.
The state's business council is also speaking out against ending the state and local tax deductions, known by the acronym SALT. The group's Zach Hutchins says while business leaders support provisions to cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%, they believe ending the state and local tax deductions will harm New York.
Overall, we're very supportive of the tax reform efforts and have been for a long time. But we feel that the elimination of SALT is unnecessary and will further exacerbate what already is a huge discrepancy in the amount of money New York sends to the federal government and what we receive back.
Progressive groups, who don't often find themselves on the same side of the business council, held a last-minute demonstration against getting rid of the deduction. Michael Kink, with Strong Economy for All, called on New York members of Congress who said they supported the bill to change their minds.
Every single member of the New York House delegation should be voting no against this bill because it hurts their constituents. And they should keep voting no until the bill is withdrawn and put forward by something that makes sense for everybody.
In the end, all of the House Democrats in New York voted against the measure, as did Republicans Peter King, Lee Zeldin, John Faso, and Elise Stefanik. GOP members Claudia Tenney, John Katko, Tom Reed, and Chris Collins all voted yes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.